Susan B. Anthony, from the statement at her trial for the crime of attempting to vote, June 1873. The preamble of the Federal Constitution says, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." It was we, the people, not we, the white male citizens, nor we, the male citizens, but we, the whole people, who formed this union. We formed it not to give the blessings of liberty, but to secure them, not to the half of ourselves and the half of our posterity, but to the whole people, women as well as men. Judge Learned Hand, from his speech on I Am an American Day, Central Park, New York, May 21, 1944. I often wonder whether we do not rest our hopes too much upon constitutions, upon laws, and upon courts. These are false hopes. Believe me, these are false hopes. Liberty lies in the hearts of men and women. When it dies there, no constitution, no law, no court can even do much to help it. While it lies there, it needs no constitution, no law, no court to save it. What then is the spirit of liberty? I cannot define it. I can only tell you my own faith. The spirit of liberty is the spirit which is not too sure that it is right. The spirit of liberty is the spirit which seeks to understand the mind of other men and women. The spirit of liberty is the spirit which weighs their interests alongside its own without bias. The spirit of liberty remembers that not even a sparrow falls to earth unheeded, that there may be a kingdom where the least shall be heard and considered side by side with the greatest. Langston Hughes, Refugee in America, Saturday Evening Post, published 1943. There are words like freedom, sweet and wonderful to say. On my heartstrings freedom sings, all day, every day. There are words like democracy that almost make me cry. If you had known what I knew, you would know why. We have come together this morning not to affirm a faith, but to question it, and if we are lucky, to renew it. This week's election result can be understood as an earthquake. It certainly was seismic. But an actual earthquake brings people together, wiping away differences and distinctions, and forcing them to help one another. As Rebecca Solnit writes in her book, A Paradise Built in Hell, natural disasters create spontaneous utopias of fellow feeling and joyful, even euphoric, mutual aid. A political earthquake is different, though. This one in particular leaves us more divided and isolated and disoriented than ever. Many of you feel not just shocked, but betrayed, not just sad, but grief-stricken. So we gather today in search of a spirit of fellowship and common purpose. We've called Civic Saturday an analog to church, but I wish to be clear. This is about civic religion, not church or synagogue or mosque religion. What do I mean by civic religion? I mean that the United States has a creed, contained in foundational documents and given life in fateful collective acts. Devotion to that creed, and the mystic memory of such devotion, is what makes us American. The creed defines American, not whiteness or Christianity or birth on these shores or certain documents. That creed is found in the preamble to the Constitution and the 14th Amendment, in the Gettysburg Address and the I Have a Dream speech, in the Declaration of Independence, and in the Seneca Falls Declaration of Sentiments. And it is only made real by what we do. Words are just words until they become works.